This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, January 21st, brought to you by the AgriPulse 2026 Ag and Food Policy Summit. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Agriculture groups are on task in Washington to see farm support in a spending package. Dr. John Newton with the American Farm Bureau Federation says the clock is ticking.
Well, I think there's been a flurry of activity all day today, not only on economic aid, but E15, Jeff. There was a meeting with the speaker this morning around 11:30, a number of stakeholders. There's a meeting tonight at the White House with Ag and E15 stakeholders and EPA and other folks to try to see what is in the realm of possibility. We're in a Hail Mary situation on a number of these efforts. Our delegates, our members, our State Farm Bureau presidents have made it pretty clear we need to see economic aid and E15 in this package.
Newton says there is an agriculture economic crisis in the country.
Go anywhere in rural America and tell me there isn't, Jeff. I mean, input costs are sky high. They're projected to increase again in 2026. And commodity prices are still, you know, they're flat to lower across the board. So our economists have looked at the numbers, and in 2026, Jeff, looks like it's shaping up to be even a potentially worse year than 2025. And for a lot of crops, Jeff, this is the fourth or fifth year of margins that are at or below break even. So that's eroding working capital. That's resulting in rising farm bankruptcies. It's a tough economic situation in farm country, Jeff.
New financial analysis from Farm Bureau suggests farm losses for crop farmers will well exceed financial assistance provided in the bridge assistance payments.
When it costs close to $1,000 an acre or even more for crops like rice and peanuts, and it's a tough economic environment. You know, a 1,000-acre farm having to spend over $1 million to put a crop in the ground is a pretty big commitment when Mother Nature's your business partner and uncertain markets are your business partner.
Newton says approval of year-round E15 sales would provide short and long-term benefit for the farm economy.
You know, in the short term, I think you see a boost because you see the commitment that we are going to move towards year-round E15. You still have to get the infrastructure in place. You got to get the processing capacity there. But I don't think it's a very long timeline before you start to see the real benefits of year-round E15. The benefits of 2.5 billion bushels of corn grinded into ethanol every year is huge, especially when you think about where yield growth is going to be. We had a big crop this year, Jeff. It's only going to get bigger.
Newton says approving E15 would also help fulfill a promise of President Trump.
I mean, the president talks about lowering prices for consumers all the time, Jeff, and that's exactly what E15 would do. Is our estimates suggest it could reduce gas prices anywhere between 25 and 30 cents a gallon. That's, you know, 10 to 15%, maybe even more. So again, this is a win-win, not just for rural America and farmers, but also for consumers.
While Speaker Johnson has called for a clean spending bill, Newton says failure to act will have devastating consequences for farmers and rural America.
Farmers around the country are hopeful, and again, they've heard from lawmakers that we're going to do something. They've heard from lawmakers that they know $12 billion isn't enough. They've heard from lawmakers that we need increased domestic use for agriculture. I want to believe, Jeff, that these lawmakers and the administration is going to deliver on that promise, because if they don't, as President Duvall said, it's going to be a pretty scary scene in rural America if we don't get something done.
A recent letter to Congress warned of an economic crisis in rural America driven by high input costs and low commodity prices. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the AgriPulse 2026 Ag and Food Policy Summit. AgriPulse Communications invites you to the 2026 Ag and Food Policy Summit. This year's theme, Profit, Policy, and Possibility, Mapping the Future of Market Expansion for U.S. Agriculture. Join policymakers, industry leaders, and influencers on Monday, March 23rd at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. for timely insights into what's next for U.S. agriculture. Register now and save $100 with our early bird rate, available through January 31st. Visit agripulse.com and click events to learn more and secure your spot today. AgriPulse Communications, balanced reporting, trusted insights. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.